Utilities and CERC, RF to pay $185,000 in penalties, written by Holden Mann, and read by an automated voice. FERC has approved settlements between East Kentucky Power Cooperative, Ohio Valley Electric Corporation, and Seminole Electric Cooperative, and their respective regional entities, carrying monetary penalties totaling $185,000 for violations of NERC's reliability standards. NERC filed the settlement September 30 in its monthly spreadsheet notice of penalty, along with a separate, non-public snob for violations of the ERO's critical infrastructure protection standards, and a $1.25 million settlement between CERC and Energy. Commissioners said in an October 30 filing that they would not further review the settlements, leaving the penalties intact. Chair Laura Sweat and Commissioner David LaCerte, sworn in October 20 and October 27, respectively, did not participate. EKPC's ratings violations. EKPC settled with CERC Reliability for $95,000 over a violation of FAC 0085. According to the SNOPE, a utility self-reported the violation to CERC in April 2022, indicating that it had discovered two instances in which the utility failed to have facility ratings that are consistent with its facility ratings methodology as required by Requirement R6 of the standard. In the first instance, EKPC learned during a review of survey data on September 27, 2021, that the transmission line on the Flemingsburg-Goddard 138-kilovolt circuit, built in 2006, was too close to a distribution line below it because the distribution poles had been built 5 feet higher than the design indicated. EKPC had discovered part of the improper construction in 2012 and lowered the maximum operating temperature of the transmission circuit from 212 degrees Fahrenheit to 175 degrees. However, the 2021 survey indicated that other sections of the distribution line had been built outside of specification, along with a mulch pile beneath the transmission line that had gone undetected in 2012. As a result, the utility further reduced the circuit's maximum operating temperature to 140 degrees. In the second case, the utility discovered in December 2021 that a set of 795 aluminum conducted, or AAC line jumpers at its Boone substation had been misidentified as 795 aluminum conductor steel reinforced, or ACSR line jumpers. AAC jumpers are limited to 332 MBA at an ambient temperature of 32 degrees, while ACSR jumpers are limited to 346 MBA, the rating EKPC had assigned the Boone substation. The utility derated the facility to 332 MBA. After discovering these issues, EKPC began an extensive condition assessment on March 1, 2022, that included physical walkdowns of all substations to which FAC 0085 is applicable. The utility identified incorrect equipment ratings at four substations that required facility derates ranging from 15 to 17%. EKPC also identified incorrect facility ratings at 40 transmission line facilities of up to 92% over the correct ratings, the majority of which were caused by line-to-ground and crossing clearances. The findings resulted in derates at 16 facilities. In addition to re-rating the facilities, EKPC's ongoing mitigation activities include updating its change management control to require inspecting one quarter of its substations each year until the entire system has been evaluated, starting in 2023. The utility has also developed processes to ensure facilities are inspected as they are built to verify construction was completed according to the plans and specifications, and to ensure facility ratings databases are updated correctly. These mitigations are expected to be completed by December 26, 2026. CERC assessed the violation as a moderate risk because of the number of instances reported, but observed the violation caused no operational issue or harm to the system. The RE awarded penalty credit for EKPC's cooperation through the enforcement process and its agreement to settle the violation, but withheld credit for self-reporting because the notification occurred after the utility received an audit notification letter. Reporting mishaps at OVEC. OVEC settlement with Reliability first stemmed from a violation of Requirement R2 of VAR 0024.1, which requires generator operators to notify transmission operators of deviations from the voltage or reactive power schedule provided by the TOPE. The RE discovered the violation during a compliance audit conducted from September 12 to 15, 2022. RF's audit team reviewed data for 8 days across 9 units sampled from OVEC's Kiger Creek and Clifty Creek plants. For each date, auditors found the unit spent multiple hours above OVEC's voltage schedule and reactive power threshold that required it to notify its TOPE, PJM, according to PJM's manual. Despite the utility also receiving voltage deviation alarms of varying severity levels, it did not notify PJM as required. OVEC acknowledged to auditors that such alarms went off frequently and were disregarded. OVEC conducted an extensive condition review following the audit covering about 1.5 years of voltage schedule deviation data, confirming that all units were regularly outside of the restrictive bandwidths of its voltage schedule, and that it did not make the required notifications. RF concluded that the cause of the noncompliance was OVEC personnel misunderstanding their obligations under PJM's manual and VAR 0024.1. To mitigate the violation, OVEC has updated its generator reactive capability curve data and entered a new voltage schedule in PJM's ETERT reporting tool and developed and trained system operators in a new bus voltage maintenance procedure. SEC settles over multiple issues. The last settlement in the SNOP was between SEC and CERC, covering violations of four separate standards with a collective $35,000 penalty. SEC self-reported all infringements. In the first violation, SEC notified CERC on September 28, 2023 that it was noncompliant with PRC 0192. Requirement are two mandates that generator owners and transmission owners must coordinate voltage regulating system controls of applicable facilities within 90 days of any system, equipment or setting changes that will affect the voltage regulating systems. Three instances of noncompliance were reported. In the first, SEC discovered during a 2023 system review that it had upgraded four relays and modified their protection settings in 2019 without performing a coordination review within the required time. SEC later discovered evidence that it had actually performed the coordination after all, so CERC dismissed this incident as a violation. The second instance involved the upgrade of automatic voltage regulator limiters at 5 units in April and May of 2023, with coordination not completed until that October. Finally, SEC discovered in August of 2023 that it had upgraded relays on 2 units in 2019 but did not perform the coordination. This was completed in October 2024. SEC's next infringement involved PRC 0234, with the utility identifying 3 instances where protective relaying on its transmission lines was set to operate at or below 150% of the highest seasonal facility rating of the circuit, in violation of requirement R1 of the standard. SEC discovered the first instance during an internal review prior to an audit, and the others in a subsequent extent of condition review. CERC determined that the violation began on July 1, 2019, when SEC updated the first transmission line's facility rating without updating the protective relay setting, and ended January 6, 2025, when the utility updated relay settings for all 3 relays. The RE attributed the violation to deficient processes for internal coordination and communication. Another violation involved PRC 0271. SEC notified CERC on September 25, 2023, that it had not used the proper internal processes when it developed new protection system settings in recent years. Instead, the utility found that protection engineers used generally accepted industry practices and guidelines. SEC reviewed protection systems developed since April 2021, discovering 8 total setting changes that did not follow its procedures, beginning as early as May 17, 2021. To address the problem, the utility reset its protection system settings according to its documented procedure. This was done by June 13, 2025. Finally, SEC notified CERC on July 5, 2024, that it was noncompliant with TOP0016. The utility indicated that when its energy management system went down for 2 hours and 10 minutes on July 6, 2023, SEC failed to ensure that a real-time assessment was performed at least once every 30 minutes, as required by requirement R13 of the standard. The issue was caused by SEC inadvertently activating firewalls on its servers that blocked control room communication with the EMS, leaving operators unable to perform the RTA. SEC reviewed the past 3 years of EMS logs for any other outages of greater than 30 minutes and found none, concluding there were no other instances of operators being unable to complete the RTA. To mitigate the violation, SEC ran the RTA as soon as it regained EMS access, conducted a cause analysis to determine the contributing factors, and developed internal controls and processes to prevent similar events.